Current air temperature is holding. Well, it's cold and it's snowing. Snowpocalypse is here. About, 27 degrees. High winds to 20 miles per hour. It feels like about 12 degrees with a wind chill factored in. And coming up, stand by. We do have Sportsline. Yes, we made it in. That is coming up next, folks. Also, some cancellations will be coming your way in just a bit. So I think we have some. Do we, Dave?
Yes, we do.
All right. I haven't officially started the show. Those that were called in, also check your social media. It's great that some of these public places have their own social media because it's a quick line of communication, just like we have one. The Shibona Methodist Church dinner, I'm very disappointed about this. That was scheduled for this evening, has been canceled. Their dinners are usually pretty darn good.
Yeah, those church dinners, usually eat pretty well there.
The Marlette Sportsman Association Wild Game Dinner scheduled for tonight, that's a disappointment. That has been canceled due to the weather. So the Community Men's Prayer Breakfast at Bethel United Methodist Church scheduled for today this morning, which started about 8 a.m. an hour ago, was canceled, of course, if you did not hear. It's rescheduled to the March 21st. Weather a little bit better. Might be a little bit of flooding, but hey.
Yeah, last week it was supposed to be the ice storm, and that didn't really happen. But this week, getting us a little bit of snow.
And the Holy Family Parish of Faith Formation meeting scheduled for this morning had been canceled. The Tip of the Thumb Dance scheduled for tonight at the Bad Axe Senior Center has been canceled. And Project Blessing in Carsonville is closed today. Man, I was looking forward to find that.
Going shopping.
Yeah, vintage, yep. Some flannel over there. Those are the events. Of course, check your social media page. The Deckerville PTO Parent Teacher Organization Family Glow Dance that I was supposed to be conducting. Has been canceled and rescheduled for a later date to be determined. School closings and cancellations and weather-related announcements brought to you by Wolverine Sales and Service in Sandusky, your boss snowplow headquarters. Coming up next, folks, as we get ready for Sportsline, stand by. Hey, good morning. Time now for Sportsline. I'm Eddie Fury, along with Dave Frederick.
Good morning.
What time did you roll in there?
I got here a little after 7. I was up at about 6:15 just to check the snow. But, it wasn't bad. I was coming up M-19, and I had spots where the bare roads and spotty snow. But we definitely have more snow down in Yale than we do here.
Yeah, after midnight, didn't see anything. So I thought it would be starting, and then in 2 o'clock, started to get a little bit windy, and then by 3 or 4-ish, I felt the winds getting stronger, and it's just really a lot of blowing snow, but it is falling, and there's some freezing sleet out there also, so be aware of that.
Yeah, when I came out...
The roads are crappy, so...
Yeah, if you take your time, I ran 40, 45 most of the way up here, and it was kind of a funny, granular, sugary kind of snow, but I know all the forecasters are saying the further south you go, the deeper it gets, and...
They're on our winter storm warning, right?
Yeah.
We're at advisory, or...
Yeah, it's the winter advisory, 5 inches or so, but, I was watching all those things you mentioned, social media, watching all the forecasts and stuff, and they're all like, take cover, we're having snow. And I'm like,
sky's falling.
Man, back in the old days, it's like, we didn't get nervous till we had like a foot of snow,
Yeah. Hey, my snow tires all around on the front wheel drive.
Got you here.
They did fine. So Wayne's Auto out there in Deckerville, my hometown. Thanks, guys. And Brian Salowitz, a good basketball player. I don't know if you recall back in the day. So
much snow out towards the lake?
Yeah, there is. I'm getting that lake effect a lot more. We're expecting that freezing rain possible, too. So that's going to be – I heard it's supposed to rain and then freeze up again. But yeah, it's freezing right now.
Because the guys were all saying to get your shoveling and plowing done this afternoon because tonight she's going to set up whatever's left there.
So be safe out there and use caution. My wife was already complaining. Goes, where are you going? I said today. And she goes, I thought we were going out. I goes, have you looked outside?
Yeah, no kidding.
Where are we going? Are we shoveling? I am excited, though. I got a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
A snow plow or snow
blower.
Yeah. Blower, yeah. So
self-propelled?
I hope so. That thing was heavy when I was taking it off the back of the truck there.
Yeah, I've got one. It's a self-propelled 6-speed. Yeah. And it has walk on and hold on, and it's a beautiful thing. Right. And makes the snow, because I'm not a fan of winter, but once I got that, I'm like, bring on the snow. I can do this.
All right, so let's go through our scores from are we going through the week or from Friday nights?
I've got, we can go backwards from Friday through back towards Monday.
Okay, well, last night I was at a doubleheader, the Ubley and Harbor Beach rivalry. Great game. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the games that you had covered. Also, another rivalry, Harbor Beach and Sandusky teams that Sandlink Broadcasting had covered also. And so a lot of great games starting to shape up here down the road in all leagues right now as league play is underway. Here's Dave Frederick with your scores.
Boys scores from last night. USA beat Carroll 66-37. Nash Morton had 19 for the Patriots, and Landon Zimmer had 16. Elsewhere, it was Cass City 63, Vassar 30. Reese rolled past Laker 57-37. Sandusky picks up a win in KPAC. The Redskins win 62-43. Tyler Nelson had 15 points. Matt Carlson had 10. And nine Redskin players scored, and that was a big win to get back on the right track for Sandusky. In a game that you were at, Ubley knocks off Harbor Beach, two-pointer, 44-42.
If you were the MHSA, they'd say Ubley.
Ubley.
Yeah.
The Ubley Bearcats.
Ubley did really good. Yeah.
44-42, Austin Peruski had 13 for Ubley. Dylan Kadar had 14 for Harbor Beach. Marlette gets a win, finally knocks off Memphis in another close one, 44-42.
Always good to have Memphis in your league.
It is. Colin Miller had 15 and Grant Roberson had 14 for the Red Raiders. North Huron in a good battle with CPS. North Huron wins 49-44. Brady Hood at 18 for North Huron. Ethan Henley had 17 and Peyton Mooney 13 for the Tigers. Another one, Mayville over Deckerville, 48-37. It was Dryden beating Genesee 59-50 in a real good ball game. Flint International, we know, is part of the NCTL. They lost to Flint Southwestern 65-64. Kingston beat the Peck Pirates 50-33 as Evan Knepp scores 24 points. Trenton Vancona had 17 for Peck. Also, kudos to Evan Neff, a Kingston ball player with over 1,000 points in his career at Kingston. Just an outstanding ball player. Done in the BWAC, it was Elmont 50, Yale 43. Armada beat Richmond 44-36. The Croslex Pioneers stayed on top of the BWAC. They knock off Emily City 55-32. It's North Branch 49, Algonac 39. Some other area games. Marysville slips past Port Huron 54-52. Marine City beats Hazel Park 51-42. The Millington Cardinals beat Michigan Lutheran Seminary 64-51.
That's a good win there. So great coverage from all the media out there also.
It was interesting that Flint Southwest beat Flint International 65-64. They're two really good ball clubs.
Yeah, Flint Southwestern is a combination of other Flint schools that had closed down, and that's who Croswell Lexington lost to also.
By 3 points. Yeah.
Right, and I know that Flint International, who are in the NCTL league, is a good team this year. They've gone through everybody, and I like how they're scheduling finally some good competition, and that's good competition for Flint International to lose by one point.
And Flint International has been putting a pile of points on the board. They've been scoring 90 to 100 points in these ball games, so
right. And
that was a good game there.
Those are boys' scores right there.
Yep.
Yeah, so, some good games last night. We're starting to see a little bit of parity maybe by now in the middle of January. He's got about a month left, just a little over a month left, right?
Isn't that crazy? The middle of January, just getting our snow. We had that one storm before Thanksgiving, but the scheduling's been kind of weird. You know, we haven't really got into the flow of things until this week, and now the league races are all going to crank up, and it's going to be a lot of fun from here on. We got about, what they say, 6-7 weeks left of pushing and districts and the seedings we haven't talked about yet. We'll talk about that. That's going to be interesting.
I'm finally, my wish has come true. I talked to Paul Adams, who came on our Thumb Tugger webcast. He said, "You got your wish. Yeah. You've been harping on this for 10 years, and you finally got your wish." I don't know if they were listening or not, but I think a lot of people were very vocal about it, where you have your two top seeds on one side of the bracket where they should be separate, you know? So, kind of like how the NCAA tournament does it.
Nothing worse than a host team for a district. You know, you had your championship game, if you will, that maybe in the first round, even though it wasn't a championship game.
And it's not a knock to the teams. They're not doing so well. It's just, is it entertaining?
You like to see the best teams on a Friday night or a Saturday and play out for the move on to the regionals, you know. Right. But a lot of good games there last night, a lot of close ones. Glad to see Marlette get a win. I know Chris Storm over there has worked with those kids pretty hard. And, you know, they're just getting into their leagues. And don't know what's going to happen, but you saw that ugly Harbor Beach game, and that's two pretty good ball clubs, both boys and girls there.
Right, and there was a girls games, of course, on Friday night. You just mentioned the scores are because on the Blue Water Area Conference, you do doubleheaders on Friday nights, which I enjoy myself.
I do not have the BWAC girls scores. I do have a few other scores. Of course, the game that you were at, Upley beats Harbor Beach 45-31. Cara beat USA 56-33. Bay City All Saints beats Caseville 44-14. And I do not have an Owen Gage Akron Fairgrove score.
Let me see. I did. I actually went online and I put these on last night. I don't know where I put my. Yeah, I don't know why they don't have my girl scores on there. I guess I must have missed it, huh? Oh, there they are. There they are, right there.
From last night?
Yeah. It was Emily City defeating Crouse Lexington 38-31. Yale, good win for them over Almont, 40-31. Algonac defeats North Branch. It's been a while since that's happened.
Yeah.
47-33. North Branch is in the Blue Water Area Conference now, which I think it's a good change. Armada, Richmond having their woes throughout this whole season. Big win for Armada, 49-11. Bay City All Saints defeat Caseville, 44-14. And Bay City Western defeating Lapeer, 41-33. And those were girl scores from Friday night last night.
And also an interesting one in the BWAC, Armada beats Richmond, you know, 44-36. That's a rivalry game. Those two schools close by.
Yeah.
Surprised Richmond's had some tough times here, and I thought they were going to be better than what they are, but just kind of goes to show you work with the kid you got instead of your options.
By the way, the reason why there was a doubleheader for the Ubley girls and boys is because the game for the girls on Ubley versus Harbor Beach was supposed to be played on Thursday. They decided to postpone it in the 4 o'clock hour for icy roads because further up north, it's really it gets pretty bad in my neck of the woods.
I was wondering because I saw that on your thumb tailgater thing, and I was wondering what was up with that. I figured it must have been shoreline snow or ice or something. But
and I sent pictures of the snow squall and the ice forming on the roads on M-142 and M-19 further north up there. And on M-25, you know how it can get further north, but for good safety precautions. But I thought it was a great atmosphere. Some good fans in the new gym at Ubley. I put it on our Facebook Live, the show, folks.
Yep. I watched you guys there for a while. Yep.
You've been to that gym.
Yeah.
Nice, isn't it now?
It is.
It's a lot brighter, a little bit more wider. I thought maybe they shaved some of the wood columns in Ubley there, but they didn't. No, all it is just the bleachers a little bit lower, and they went from 1,000 to about just over 700 now.
Oh.
So, and they're the newer kind of bleachers, you know, where there's a little bit more space between, and they're plastic, and you'll like the setup if you ever guys make it up to a game, and then the very top there, where the usual spot is.
And, you know, that a lot of these schools, they're making do with what they have for money, and they're improving their gyms, and we saw it in football, too. Beautiful facilities, but that Ubley one was kind of dark in the older days, so nice to see that brighter, and it's better for the kids to, you know, I kind of always liked that Ubley floor for some back when I played Ubley and Deckerville.
There's a reason.
They had some spring in the floor.
And I asked Brandon Sorensen, the head coach, we're going to talk to him today about that. I told him, you know, I know there's a certain spot. There's like at the pool table at the certain bar, you know, where the floor goes. You kind of lean over and let that, you know, roll down.
I think that's where I first discovered that I could dunk a basketball with
Ubley.
Yep.
So you played on that floor?
Yeah.
You did?
That was 100 years ago. I'm sure they changed the floor a few times, but yeah.
I think they unearthed your old Converse that you had buried there.
The high top Converse.
And they're still hanging up in the fans. But that new scoreboard too, new table they had, and now they got space, I do believe, like behind you know, before you were just right there up close to the bleachers. Yep. Now there's space between. Oh, well, so yeah, they made it so you could walk behind instead of in front where you have to cut in front of the coach. Now you can walk behind.
Oh, good deal.
And they got some electrical outlets on the floor here and there, too.
You know, and kudos to all the taxpayers. You really got to give them a plug because, you know, times are
tough.
It's
an investment.
But, you know, people take care of the kids pretty good. And as long as, you know, the school district can show a reasonable cause for, you know, I was on a school board in Yale for 6 years, and we passed a millage to build the school that they're in now. Yeah. But we held meeting after meeting to explain why we needed and what we needed. And once I think the folks see that, you know, all the communities through the news side of my life, you know, you see all that, and the people are really good to the kids, and I know the kids appreciate it.
So. Yeah, and they'll get a lot of use out of it, too. Yeah. So, you know, and then the new playground equipment they put in, too. This went through the summer and spring. Yeah. As I was leaving the other station to come here, they started that right around that time, right at the end of that time. So,
and it's, you know, you mentioned the investment, you know, moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, aunts and uncles, you know, the alumni, people support the district as long as it's a reasonable, not a not a pool,
whole new school.
Not a, yeah. You know, it's like.
I mean, Sandusky did the same thing in pieces.
Yep.
So, you know.
Yep. So, but we do have some other scores. If you, can go through a break and come back to some other scores during the week, we all had some good coverage games. We could talk about them a little bit.
We got girls to talk about in the first hour. Next hour, we got boys, and we got a couple of interviews with the Carson Port Sand Lake Tigers head coach. You know, they're an up and down program, but man, when it comes to basketball, they can play some ball, you know?
Those kids like to get up and down the floor and shoot the ball. They must have that Cliff Amy touch. That's like I keep telling my broadcast partners.
It was, it was a tough loss last night to North Huron, one of the good programs in that division there, the NCTL. So.
Talk about tough. I tried to call probably 7-8 coaches this morning. They're either sleeping in or out shoveling snow, one of the two. But
so you
did manage to get Troy. Troy Sweet.
Okay, he's been with the program a lot. He's helped out in all areas.
Yep,
a good pillar.
Levels, and he's in his second or third year as head coach there, and
I mean, he helps out with any sport that needs, and that's a credit to him.
And that's the key to those small schools like CPS, like Deckerville, like Peck, and those guys all do everything. They all work together. I know Carsonville's got some new faces out there. Kurt Long's out there.
Oh, is he?
Doug Shagney's out there. So they're all coaching at lower levels. So
that's great.
Wouldn't be surprised to see them down the road here.
Mr. Doug Shagney got a little bit. I guess is he retired now or?
I believe
close
he is.
To it.
Yeah, he's making the big money from the county, so he's.
Right. Well, you
don't
know,
ask him that.
You when you have an empty nest, no kids in the house, that kind of helps.
Yep. So. I remember his kids playing football just really quick.
But
going over to New Lothrop on a Saturday afternoon, and this is a while ago, but I remember his kid being a senior. That was a dandy of a ball game. The Duckerville still could have won, but came up a little bit shy.
Yeah, they're good folks out there in my old boyhood home there in Port Salix. So, all right, so we got some girls' games to talk about and get our take on it. We'll be back after this break on the Snowcopolix, allegedly. It is not safe out there. By the way, another cancellation. This cancellation brought to you by Wolverine Sales and Service in Sandusky, your boss, Snowplow Headquarters. Sandusky Alumni Bingo at Maple Valley, 6 p.m. tonight, is canceled.
Duh, I was going to go.
Yeah, I played bingo not too long ago. It is very competitive. So
I played bingo out in Iowa with corn shells.
Oh, my goodness, really?
At a county fair in the middle of nowhere, they use corn shells for the little chips, you know?
I like the little stamps.
You feel like you're pounding something.
Yeah. All right, Dave Frederick there. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be back here on Sportsline on WMIC AM 660.
The season is upon us. The season of winter storms with high winds, snow, sleet, and ice. And this brings on power outages. Are you going to be ready with a quality generator from Tri-County Equipment? Or do you have a cheap Charlie that you hope will work when you need it? Or worse yet, do you not have a generator at all? Tri-County Equipment has the answer to all of your power problems with a complete selection of John Deere, Honda, and Toro generators. There are many models providing portable power from 2,000 to over 7,000 watts. They are super quiet, easy to start, and reliable at work, home, and play. They're all backed by Tri-County Equipment's factory-trained service department. So be ready for winter and power outages. Visit Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Caro, Bad Axe, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, and Birch Run, the home of John Deere, Honda, and Toro generators.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
At McLaren Port Huron, we're redefining emergency care with a brand new ER that is bigger and better than ever. Now, when you need emergency care, you can receive high-quality, compassionate care from an experienced team of doctors and nurses in our new state-of-the-art facility. McLaren Port Huron is not only a nationally verified Level 3 trauma center, we are also designated as a primary stroke center and offer 24-hour access to the best stroke specialists in the state through the McLaren Stroke Network. And we've earned recognition from U.S. News & World Report as a high-performing hospital for our treatment of heart failure and COPD. So you can be confident that you and your loved ones will be in good hands when it matters most. We even offer online registration so you can check into our ER right from your home and skip the wait. Learn more at McLaren.org/PHER. McLaren Port Huron, doing what's best.
I'm Brad Moore from Moore Motor Sales here in Caro. I've been here at the store for 25 years. What I like about coming to work every day is working with my staff and coming up with great solutions for our customers. We wear a lot of hats, and we just do what's right and what needs to be done for our customers. The greatest asset I have here is the team that's around me. Let's face it, they make my job look easy, and I sincerely appreciate them. These are some of the hardest working people in the automobile business. There's not a lot of turnover here. Most of my staff has been with me 10 plus years. We know what we're doing. The team that I have here makes it easy. And customers, you can see the satisfaction when they take the keys, that they appreciate it. They appreciate us just making it easy for them. We offer you a choice at Moore Motor Sales. Another advantage of having multiple brands here at Moore Motors is we can get you anything. You really do get more at Moore Motors.
Welcome back to Swap Shop, WMIC AM 6. No, it's, yes, Sportsline. That's
Old
the
habits.
Music. That's the music we use for Swap Shop. Yeah, because Tommy Two Tone has the phone numbers in, right?
Yeah, right.
865-7530 So we are in Sportsline, WMIC AM 660. Dave Frederick with me. I am Eddie Fury. We're back here on Sportsline for basketball season. Came back last week. Shout out to Phil Nickel. Feeling under the weather, but he has his kids this weekend, so it's all about the kids. That's what matters.
Yep, it's always good to have him here when he has time to stop in. He adds his wealth of knowledge of high school basketball to our program, and it's always a good time.
All right, so we do have some basketball scores from girls to talk about, and we'll actually talk about girls in this hour also. A couple other topics I had mentioned. Coaching does matter, who your coach is, I do believe, to turn around a program. We're seeing that in some teams. And longevity of coaches to keep the program healthy also. Also, Akron Fairgrove boys, they ended their longtime losing streak this past week also. So congrats to them in that small program. One of the smaller schools out there, but they've had some good teams in the past also. Dave Frederick, what do you got?
More girl scores from over this past week. We'll go back to Monday night. The Peck Pirates keep on rolling along. They beat Bay City All Saints 52-14. And Deckerville, Doug Kirkpatrick has his girls playing some really good basketball. They beat Dryden 56-41. And, of course, the Kingston Cardinals always makes me chuckle. Jay Green says they're having a down year. They're undefeated. 44-24 over Genesee.
There's rumblings in the polls, smoles, that there could be some changes in the top. But I still think until you beat them, you know, for me, they're still number one. So,
funny you say possibility of change, because on Tuesday, the Reese Rockets.
There you go.
That's a name to remember. Reese Rockets beat Bad Axe 63-33. It was Carroll over Vassar 47-20. Cass City beat USA 38-29. In the Greater Thumb East Conference on Tuesday night, Brown City Green Devils get a win over Memphis 48-16. And Ubley beat KPAC easily 48-12. The Sandusky Lady Redskins, the game that we did in WBGB 92-5, beat Harbor Beach 39-27. Lady Redskins got up to a 12-4 first quarter lead. That really was a difference, because those last three quarters were Bandy. Coach Jim Tamlin from Harbor Beach had his kids play a great third quarter, huge full court press that Sandusky could not break.
But you got to have, you're going to have that. You're going to have a bad quarter, but the good teams can play consistently every quarter.
All four, and Coach Tamlin talked about that, playing four good quarters. He saw that, in his opinion, once so far this year when Harbor Beach shut down Brown City, held up scores in the first and the third quarters, and then very few points. It was like, I forget what they had. Brown City only scored 10 points. So Harbor Beach defense is really nice, really quick. But they, as you saw last night, they had their hands full with Ubley. Other games from last Tuesday night, Landmark Academy beat Akron Fairgrove 33-21. Carsonville, Port Sanac, Lady Tigers get a win over Caseville in the close one, 35-31. And Saginaw Arts and Sciences beat North Huron 59-20. Then just this Thursday night, a couple nights ago, Cass City beat Vassar in the girls' games 35-27. The Reese Rockets keep on winning. They beat Laker 59-31. Sandusky traveled down to KPAC, come away with a 39-17 win as Abby Bowlesby and Abby Trepkowski had 8 points apiece for the winners. Marlette gets a win over Memphis 46-27. Jasmine Wolf, Ashley Perales, and Holly Hartwell all had 8 points for the winners. North Huron beat CPS 51-32. Dryden beat Genesee 45-29. This is Thursday night. Kingston got by Peck 38-24. Deckerville all over Mayville, 64-17. Flint International beat Flint Standard Academy. That's a new one to me, 63-23.
Is that a new school in Flint?
That's what I'm not sure if that's a startup school or what it is. And, of course, the Harbor Beach Oblet game was postponed until last night.
All right, there you go. And that was the week's scores. You can hear your weekly scores at the 12 noon hour, also in the morning hour in the Morning Fury. Daily, we try to do our best to gather up the scores as we team up here.
It's a moving target, boy. It's between yourself and Paul Adams and those guys, and Mike Gallagher.
And you, too. So, yeah, you get your info
in,
too.
Trying to find all our scores we can.
Yeah, and sometimes it could be late night. So, coaches, please
answer your phone Saturday morning.
Please send in your information and scores so we can give credit to your kids and credit to you also. So, one of them, you mentioned these three teams in a row. You mentioned Kingston, Reese, and Carroll all in a row there, and then Ubley. Top teams right now in the overall conference. And we'll talk about that as we get into our weather forecast in just a bit. We're going to talk about the standings. We're going to give our take so far. Things are starting to show. We'll spread a little bit out here. But some of these were the first round meetings this coming week. I saw it on the list. You mentioned Sandusky girls beating Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach got themselves a tough schedule, you know. They had Sandusky, and then they had Ubley last night. They will have K-Pac. They'll have Marlette. They're sneaky.
Yep.
Despite what people say, oh, Marlette's having a down year. Later in the season, Storm knows how to gel this team. And by the end of the season, when you want to play at the right time, you know, at the high level, look out. Same thing with Brown City sometimes.
They'll jump up. Yeah, you talk about veteran coaches, man. I mean, it's Kathy Storm and Sydney Burton. They've been with those programs for a long time, and you got some other ones there, too.
But, and when I was just asking you, who the coach on the team, it does matter. They can turn things around, and they can, you know, help teach these young kids that are coming in. Kids just got to respond. Can they respond to the coach's view? And sometimes kids these days, they think they know it all.
Just ask them.
Yeah. Well, I play AAU. You. That's fine. Okay, whatever. You know, AAU is fine, but...
But some of these teams, the coaches, like, you know, we were talking off air on, and they're just feeder systems. I mean, Tamlin's got it at Harbor Beach. Aldemont's got it here.
And it's Lightbrand's,
you know, it's third, fourth grade.
Right.
And they're learning the fundamentals there. So when they get to varsity, they're just fine-tuning things. They're working on specialty stuff. And that's huge for a head coach, I think, that you don't have to spend all that time teaching. Here's how you dribble a basketball.
Right.
You know, that's up done with. And you're just fine-tuning your game and planning strategy.
You can see the fundamentals that show up, especially when you can see sloppy ball compared to good, you know, precision ball.
Good grief, you go to Carrasco and Darren Bongard, been there 26 years, you know, and he's got his, they're probably there now, the little scaffers, you know, fun to watch, but they're teaching them, you know, it's not just go there in the social hour, it's, we're going to learn some basketball.
It's like Gene Hackman and Hoosiers. How many times you pass the ball? Four times before we shoot the ball. So, all right, we're going to check in weather. We're going to check the standings and the games upcoming that are a highlight. One of them I saw, I did not know, is still that quick Ubley Sandusky showdown. I have to do that game, Frederick.
It's coming up, man.
It's like coming up real quick here. So, that's a big showdown for Ubley and C. Do they have what it takes? And, of course, that's where you put your litmus test at. You have to. You know, you're up against the Sandusky Redskins and a good coach like Al DeMott, who was at that game last night, scouting. So.
That's a big game for this early in the league season. Of course, those same two teams will meet down here in the Marcus Hum Gymnasium, Al DeMott Court, Thumb Dome. Call it what you want. It's going to be a dandy.
All right. Coming back, we'll get our more take on high school girls basketball. Next hour, boys basketball. We got two interviews from the CPS Tigers head coach and also Troy Sweet and also Brandon Sorensen, who I used to actually call play-by-play on when he was on the court at Ubley, now a head coach at Ubley. So that's pretty awesome to talk to him. We'll talk to him in the next hour also.
Before you go to break,
yes,
we talked about the Marcus Hunt Gymnasium, Al DeMott Court. I have been talking to Al, trying to get the Eddie Fury press box up there.
Let me see. Maybe a microphone or a light switch. Hey,
the golden microphone up there, you know.
I'll take a plaque above one of the urinals.
There you go.
So, all right. Let's check in with the weather forecast, the winds, and snow continues across the Thumb area, and we do have some cancellations. We'll have that coming up right after our weather forecast. Current air temperature is holding 28 degrees.
Well, the forecast for this Saturday, it will be cloudy with periods of snow, possibly a little bit of blowing snow at times with a breezy setting. could see upwards of 4 to possibly 5 inches of snow accumulating, with our high temperatures at 36. And again, the winter weather advisory stays in effect until noon today, and the Lakeshore flood advisory from 4 this morning until 4 in the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, some snow, an additional inch or so possible, low temperatures 21. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, spotty snow showers, high temperatures only 26. But a bit of sunshine for Monday, Martin Luther King Day, with a high of 23. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. And we do have some announcements and some cancellations. This being brought to you by Wolverine Sales and Service in Sandusky, your Boss Snowplow headquarters. A couple that he had mentioned. Just recently, Sandusky Alumni Bingo, Maple Valley School, scheduled for tonight, is canceled. That's Sandusky Alumni Bingo, canceled for tonight. The Help Incorporated in Sandusky is closed today. Project Blessing in Carson is closed today. The Tip of the Thumb Dance scheduled for tonight at Bad Axe Senior Center has been canceled. The Marlette Sportsman Association Wild Game Dinner scheduled for tonight has been canceled. And the Shabona Methodist Church Dinner that was scheduled for this evening has been canceled, along with the Deckerville PTO Glow Family Fun Night event has been canceled and postponed for later dates. Other cancellations, be sure to check your organization's social media and get in contact with them also. So that easy. And be safe on the roads.
I'm really bummed. No bingo tonight, man.
I am too. Okay, the wild game dinner especially. I wanted some of that pheasant, so boar.
You ever have pheasant?
Yes.
It's really good.
I've had it with some buckshot, too. It's delicious.
Tastes like chicken.
Yes.
As we head into 2020, the roaring 20s, Thumb Cellular has the cat's meow for you. Upgrade an existing line and get $50 to spend how you want. Another nifty deal would be to add a new line. You'll get $100. This means you'll be able to save on all phones, accessories, or your monthly service. So don't take any wooden nickels and miss out on these nifty deals. It's only available until January 31st. Thumb Cellular is also giving you 15 bonus gigs of data free with the purchase of any new smartphone. So get dialed up and head over to your local Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. For more information, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers are valid through January 31st, 2020. 2-year contract required for account credit and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Thanks to you, December was a great finish to a great year at Graff due to GM employee pricing for everyone. And now that GM employee pricing for everyone is done,
before you go any further, Sam, why don't we start the year out even better with below GM employee pricing for everyone on our remaining 2019s.
Brandon, we have 15 of them in stock. You better move them out.
Sure thing. This month, we're making it even better with below GM employee pricing for everyone and savings up to $13,000 on 2019 Silverado models in stock.
That means you can get into a new 2019 Silverado crew cab for only $31,550.
How about a 19 Colorado crew cab for under $30,000, or a Trax LT all-wheel drive for only $18,084?
And if you're interested in Buick, we're doing below GM employee pricing on those as well.
That's right, Sam. Below GM employee pricing means huge savings, like $8,200 on an Envision, $8,300 on an Encore, $9,600 on an Enclave, and how about this one? $10,600 on the Regal.
Wow. Enjoy below GM employee pricing for everyone this month on remaining 2019s, only at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Feel like a winner when you sport a golden glow from any of the 4 tanning beds or hecks at Crosslux Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Soaking up some vitamin D during this season will be an extra bonus point. Guard your skin with a variety of tanning lotions or moisturizers. Tanning packages are available. Good luck to the area teams from Crosslux Laundry and Tanning, located next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, or Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Kohler Oil and Propane, your number one fuel source provider. Proudly serving the Michigan Thumb area. Kohler Oil and Propane Services provide propane services to all types of customers, whether it's residential, commercial, and industrial, or agriculture cost-effective uses. The company's longevity and dependable supply contracts help assure an uninterrupted fuel supply. And with bulk deliveries, that's Kohler Oil and Propane. Call 1-800 572-2191 or on the website getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
All right, welcome back to Sports Line on WMIC AM 660. Got a new pair of headphones here, Dave.
That's some music to wake you up on a Saturday morning, eh?
Yeah, it's Punker's Party music bed. Stuff
that
I actually,
part of the band that you were part of?
I was. Yeah. I like the beat. I'm going to have to steal these riffs here. Get Nick Lee, my guitar, back me up.
So how'd you get those headphones? It certainly wasn't the company. You bought them on your own, eh?
Yeah, I ordered, of course, online. And, you know, I tried looking around, and, well, this is a cheap pair. I got a good deal on the Prime account, so. All right, Sandusky, Ubley, big showdown this week. We got Greater Thumb East, Greater Thumb West, NCTL, Blue Water Area Conference standings, and maybe take a peek at the MAC also. What are we going to start with right now?
Greater Thumb West girls.
Okay, some two good teams right now. You're starting to see the separation. Cass City on the outside looking in also themselves. Right now, Reese is playing really good ball. I saw them against Sandusky. They beat Sandusky. We talked about this last week for the Reese Lady Rockets. Under another former player I used to call on the court, Josh Pickell, now in his fourth season, I believe, fourth and fifth. Three straight losses, but against good teams.
Yeah.
Bay City Western, Midland, and Frankenmuth. And then they had the win against Harbor Beach. Your eyebrows like, oh.
Yeah.
And that was a 45-27 win. And then over USA, that was a league against Flint Beecher, big win. And then Sandusky, 48-29. And then they picked up wins over Vassar, Bad Axe, and then Lakers last night.
Yeah, it's, we were talking on the way up to Harbor Beach this past week, Cliff Hamming, my broadcast partner, and I, about that Reese team and other teams like that. Some of these teams have scheduled some really tough preseason, if you will. Not preseason, the first two or three games, you just read off those Reese ones, and I was watching those Reese scores come, I'm like, well, maybe Reese is down this year, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, you'll start, you know, that was a great scheduling by Reese, and they're certainly one of the top teams. Maybe if I had a vote in that poll, they'd be my number one team because of the strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But Kingston hasn't shied away from things, and Croswell hasn't either. So
you actually have a vote now. We're welcome then. So you need to make your vote polls, and I got to send them to Paul. So you do the Sand Lake Broadcast ones. I'll do the Thumb Tug Gator one, okay?
That sounds like a winner.
All right. Coming up this week, though, there is another team that's making some noise also. A good turnaround there. Coach Jay Riley doing a good job. The Carroll Lady Tigers. The purple and gold is back. They are 4-0 in conference play. They are 8-1 overall also. Now, they had the big showdown hosting in the first round matchup against the Reese Lady Rockets this week.
Interesting with the change in athletic directors there, I keep on mentioning that it must be the change in the new leadership there that are getting these the Carroll Tigers up and going. But, man, Carroll 4-0, 8-1, nothing to sneeze at there. They got a great year going on, and they're hanging tough with Reese. And like you said, Cass City's only game back at 3-1. So
yeah, and that matchup would be January 23rd, this coming Thursday. I want to go see that game myself.
That'd be dandy. Yep.
That's for Reese, and then Reese will have at USA Cass City again. Also, I'm crossing my fingers and I'm hoping right now. Is this Coach Green?
Yes,
Coach Green. We're talking about high school girls basketball, and we're talking about some of the polls. We're looking at the Greater Thumb West, and we want to, first of all, congratulations from last year. I know that was last year. I took a year off. Why do you do that to me? I take 1 year off and you got to make it all the way to freaking finals after waiting 4 or 5 years, and you do it last year when I needed some time off. What's up with that?
Well, maybe that's why we made it.
Where's the gong?
I was the bad luck charm, huh?
Right. Semifinals. We made it to the semifinals last year and lost to St. Agnes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Coach Green, the Kingston girls basketball program. Coach Green, great. Years here, and you got to feel fortunate as a head coach. I think you're one of the best. I think it matters. We were talking about how a program can turn around or how it's up to the players to respond also, but you have a way about you. You don't yell at your players. You talk to them. I don't know how you do it without falling off the edge here sometimes, but you have a way of coaching, and the team responds. Tell me your coaching style about that.
Oh, I guess I just kind of developed it over the years. You know, you may not see me yelling during games because I don't think that's probably the real time to get all upset and stuff. There's already a lot of stress going on for the girls at that time anyways. I try to take care of stuff like that in practice and, you know, just try to be as organized and prepared as possible for the opponent, but continually working on fundamentals and trying to just fix things that we need to improve on, you know. And we're definitely a work in progress this year, and you know, we're happy where we're at here so far, but we know we got some big important games coming up, and we're just trying to, you know, like every coach would say, try to just improve from one game to the next, get better, and then see what happens.
I was talking to some past players in my, like, oh man, it's been over, I'm in my over a decade here, talking to past players about your coaching style, and they say it's so funny because he'll just kind of, you know, you're very calm in a tight situation, but you always instill a little bit of confidence. Now, when you make this shot, they say they all responded to that. When we make that shot, this is what we're going to do. Is that what you try to find? You kind of, you know, put that confidence into the team?
Yeah, I guess, you know, kind of what I was saying there before. You know, it's a stressful time out there in close situations during the game, and I don't want to be adding to that stress. I want to be able to help them out. And so I think my brother and I, who've been working together, Dave, for quite a few years, we just try to you know, keep them calm at that time, and then, you know, and hopefully, you know, I guess more than anything, I don't want to be part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution.
All right. So you've been the NCTL Stars champions for quite some time. Right now, you're 9-0. If that's a down year, I'll take that year anytime, by the way. You've been known to schedule some tough teams who are willing to play you, and your first game of the season, well, you started off pretty tough on the road against Croswell-Lexington, 36-32. Croswell-Lexington, you know, a little bit of down, but they're playing a tough league themselves. You got your first big league win in the Stars division with Deckerville. That was the third game of the season. You played Lakers and Brown City also. Dryden seems to be okay, but you are able to take care of business there. And then Peck, I thought that would be a tough game because they were undefeated at one point this past week. You're able to get that win, 38-24. Tell me about the competition you face, and it so far has a team gelled yet, or you think there's still more steps to go to?
Well, in terms of the team, there's definitely more steps to go to. We lost a lot of our scoring and rebounding from last year, assists, our best defensive players. So, you know, there's a lot of growing, I guess, going with this team. You know, most of them, besides Hannah James, who's been on the varsity now her third year, she, you know, got a lot of extensive playing time, I guess, in the past few years. But some of our other players, this is kind of their first time we're really getting consistent minutes. So yeah, there's a lot of learning going on there, and I think we are a work in progress, and hopefully we're just kind of moving forward. I think our league is better than it's been in a long time. There's all those teams you mentioned. You know, we Peck last week. That was a good close game for quite a while in there, and then we just you know, I think our defense and the Dryden game, the game before, Genesee's a lot better too. You know, I just, every game is good. And then of course, you know, Deckerville is they're loaded with talent, and they got seniors and experience. They got a good system, and you know, that's we got them coming up here in a couple of weeks over there. But we're just kind of, we want to make sure we get through next week and just keep getting better and better and win those games. And but yeah, I think that it's our league is strong this year, and we're doing pretty good in the non-league, not just us, but other teams. You know, Deckerville's had some good non-league wins also, and you know, it's a good, strong league this year.
Coach Green, it's Dave Frederick here. And like you were mentioning, the girls have picked it up this year. You lost a boatload of talent last year. But even going to the semifinals, I think you guys kind of have a bullseye on you for area teams here. Everybody would love to beat Kingston, but nobody has. Right. So it's certainly got to be a testament to you and your coaching staff. Starting from the little kids, we were talking off here, Eddie and I, about third and fourth grade, fifth grade, where this fundamental start. Certainly you've built that into the Kingston program.
Right. You know, and it takes a lot of help from others. And, we've been in an elementary league with some other league schools, including North Huron. Deckerville has been in that league. They actually kind of been the school that started that over the years. And you definitely need a feeder system. You need to have the right people down there helping out. And we are fortunate here in Kingston to have that. So, you know, and when you win, there's excitement at the lower levels. And we're kind of at a time here where our numbers aren't as probably where we'd like them to be at some of, in our 9th, 10th, and 11th grades right now. But I know at the lower levels, we got good excitement there going on. And but that's small school basketball. Sometimes you have lots of kids in grades. Like last year's group, there's 9 seniors that graduated. And then there's some years, like right now, we have just 2 juniors in the program right now.
Yeah, and I thought too, you know, as the kids get older, naturally they start having boyfriends and work and that kind of stuff. So their interest may change a little bit.
Right. No, and I think one thing that's been good here in Kingston too is we do have a number of multi-sport athletes, you know, and you have to have that in small schools. A lot of girls, they go right from volleyball season, they go, then they get to basketball, then they're off to track or softball. And it's helped our overall girls athletic programs because we it's not just been in basketball. There's been a lot of success with Beth Hunter's volleyball program and Kit McGuire with the softball program. We just kind of work well together, and it's nice to see.
All right, Coach, we're happy that you're able to call us last minute here. We'll talk to you again down the road in a little bit more preparation. But first of all, we just want to congratulate you for last year. I know that was last year. I know you were able to hang up your banners and all that in the school, and it's got to feel gratifying that the community has been behind you guys through the thick and thin also.
Well, and you actually caught me kind of at an interesting time. I'm down in Lansing right now with the coach and staff of the football team, and we're just kind of sitting through a session on defense alignment technique, and I saw that text buzz off, and I'm glad you contacted me, and we were able to have a few. It's kind of snowy down here. Is it getting pretty snowy up that way?
Oh, yeah, but my snow tires on the four-cylinder are working great, so yeah.
There you go. Good.
Coach Green, we'll see you at the I'll see you at the Deckerville game. I know I'll try to catch you there, so we'll see you down the road.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Yep.
Bye.
All right. Happy for him to call in. Like he said, it's really great to get a coach that's able to do that. Those are dedicated coaches, man.
Yeah, they could choose to ignore that. Oh, man, it's Eddie bugging me again. I'm just going to ignore that call. But now we appreciate Coach Green's time, and especially in the conference, it's kind of cool that he's down there and talking football, and we're talking basketball.
Yeah, we went off on a tangent, so we're going to talk a little bit about girls in the next hour. We're already at the top of the hour. What's wrong with me? Commercials here. News on the way. Thank you for tuning in. Sportsline, second hour coming up.
At McLaren Port Huron, we're redefining emergency care with a brand new ER that is bigger and better than ever. Now, when you need emergency care, you can receive high-quality, compassionate care from an experienced team of doctors and nurses in our new state-of-the-art facility. McLaren Port Huron is not only a nationally verified Level 3 trauma center, we are also designated as a primary stroke center and offer 24-hour access to the best stroke specialists in the state through the McLaren Stroke Network. And we've earned recognition from U.S. News & World Report as a high-performing hospital for our treatment of heart failure and COPD. So you can be confident that you and your loved ones will be in good hands when it matters most.
We even offer online registration so you can check into our ER right from your home and skip the wait. Learn more at McLaren.org/PHER. McLaren Port Huron, doing what's best.
We've already had a good taste of winter, and surely Old Man Winter is plotting his annual dump of sleet, snow, and ice. But that doesn't mean that we can't be ready to fight back. That's why Tri-County Equipment and John Deere are offering great deals on compact utility tractors. These easy-to-use compact tractors give you the ability to attach blades, snow blowers, and loaders so you can get rid of the white stuff faster than Old Man Winter can dump it. Tri-County Equipment also has the complete selection of Honda and Toro snow blowers. They feature wheel or track drive and up to 72 tons per hour throwing capacity. Convenient electric start is also available. So be ready for whatever Old Man Winter throws at us. Stop at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Fenton, Burton, Reese, Saginaw, and Birch Run to see the complete line of snow removal equipment from John Deere, Toro, and Honda.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area athletes for their accomplishments and academic achievements. On your way to or from the game, come on into Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of many tasty entrees on the menu. Enjoy the Friday and Saturday evening salad bar and come back for the Sunday brunch. Liberty Lanes also has banquet facilities available. For information or to place an order to go, call 810-648-9860. Liberty Lanes, your family dining and bowling center in West Park, Sandusky, thanking you for 40 great years.
I'm Brad Moore, owner of Moore Shoreline here in Seaboyne. Let's face it, I grew up in a Ford family, and having the Chevrolet store has allowed me to meet a lot of new, great new people who are loyal to Buick and Chevrolet, and that has been very gratifying. And I've also enjoyed bringing a couple of my old customers from Kerouac to purchase a Chevrolet or a Buick. I'm really thankful for all the customers that have truly helped put this store back on the map. The thing I appreciate most about the team here at Moore Shoreline is their professionalism. Let's face it, they just make me look good. They make my job easy. When I purchased the store 12 years ago, I was blown away with the talent that was here. Many of my employees have been here 10, 20 years, and we've really become a family. And the best thing about the team here at Moore Shoreline is they're your neighbors and friends. You really do get more at Moore Shoreline.
All right, coming back for Sports Line, second hour, more girls to talk about and boys basketball. Two interviews in the next hour. WMIC AM 660, air temperature holding at 29 degrees with our winter weather advisory.
You're on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 W.
I'm Darren McCarty, four-time Stanley Cup champion with your Detroit Red Wings, and you're listening to Eddie Fury and Dave Frederick, your hosts of Sportsline, WMIC AM 660. Check out my next Slapstick Comedy Tour on Facebook with Darren McCarty Slapstick Comedy Tour. Also, Instagram, Grind Time Podcast, and Twitter, Grind Time DMAC25. Listen, or I will beat you to a pulp. Well, not really.
Point was Deckerville playing Emily City tough. That's going to really be a good character test for your team when you play a ball club like that in Kingston. Of course, too, but it's only going to help you, in my mind, down the road, looking at districts. You know, maybe Kingston wins this conference again. Maybe not, because Deckerville and Peck are only a game back. But certainly in the postseason, you play a quality preseason, early season schedule. It's got to help you as you go along.
Yeah, and Deckerville will have Peck this coming Monday evening. Is that Monday on the 20th? It is, yes. It'll be Monday game.
Peck at Deckerville.
And that's going to be an interesting game for the Deckerville Lady Eagles. And again, Coach Green, Kingston, said it himself. Peck, Deckerville, they're good. They're better than what folks think. Just because we defeated them and we're still 9-0, don't look past those two teams. They can make some noise the second round coming up. So Deckerville will have hosting Peck this coming Monday. And then Carsonville, Port Stanley, like at Deckerville. The rematch against Kingston at the end of the month for Deckerville and Kingston, that could decide the NCTL Stars Division title. But Peck right there could mix things up themselves. So,
you know, it's hard to believe that the girls, I mean, their season's like kind of starting to wrap up here. I mean, you get down to the end of this month, the first of next month, it's like, good grief, year's over already.
Dryden's not bad either. I mean, in divisions, they're 2-2. They're 6-3 overall. And in some of their games, let me see, look what they did. But, you know, they did have some big losses. I'll give it that to Kingston and Deckerville back-to-back games. You know, 25-46 loss to Kingston. And then they did score 41 points on Deckerville. Deckerville scored 56. So Dryden was right there with them. And we'll see how that shapes up down the road. But I think right now it's a... With Kingston, I do believe you got to, you know, make sure they're on top, obviously. Yep. 5-0, 9-0 overall, but right below them, Coach Green says Deckerville Peck can make some noise also. So
and the bottom part of that Stars division, Mayville, Genesee, Flint International are all looking for their first league win still. Mayville and Genesee are 3-4. Flint International are just 1-7.
In the other division, North Central Thumb League Stars division, that was Kingston on top. Now over into the other division. That would be the NCTL Stripes division. Leading the way right now is the Bay City Lady All-Saints Cougars, 5-3 overall. They had a win over Kaysville, lost to Peck, 15-52. So you see the parity right now, right there.
Yeah, and it's interesting because there had been some realignment, I think, this year from Peck used to be down in that lower the different division. And
North Heron used to be the other side, right?
Yep. Yep, so there's been some flip-flopping going on, but All Saints, you know, they're 4-3, you know, so they're just a 500 season, and North Huron's right there at 3-1, just a game back. Lady Warriors are having a pretty good year at 4-5 overall, but look at CPS girls, you know, they've had a couple of wins in the league. They're 2-3, 3-5. Then you got Akron Fairgrove, Owen Gage, and Kaysville, all with just one win in the conference play. We were talking too the other night that, you know, those lower teams like Akron, Owen Gage, Kaysville, and some other ones around the area, but it's always nice to see those teams when they do have their good years, whether it's boys or girls.
Yeah.
Nice to see those teams work hard and have some success.
And I'm going to take the words of Coach Green, who we interviewed. Hey, the NCTL is strong this year.
Yeah.
I like how it looks. So, by the way, I heard that Ubley may have to play Kingston in the playoffs, the way the divisions, because it goes by divisions now, not classes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we were just talking about that last night. This week, you mentioned we mentioned the Bay City Lady All Saints right now in first place. They are 4-0. They have Ashley, not only game, but they'll have CPS. You mentioned CPS. That will be at All Saints on the 22nd. That falls, on a Wednesday, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a weird. Yeah. Maybe they're going to play with the boys the same night. You know, sometimes they try to do those doubleheaders when they're far away. Smaller schools will do that. So they have Ashley and CPS for the All Saints. Carsonville, Port Sanlac themselves this week. Let me see. Other than the All Saints, they will have New Haven Merritt Academy. Or it could be All Saints. Oh, okay, yeah. They'll have New Haven Merritt Academy and then the All Saints. So, and then Deckerville coming up on the 24th. So they got three games in a week.
That'll keep them out of trouble.
That's NBA-like schedule right now.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
Over in the Greater Thumb East, was there last night. Ubley leading right now. They're in first place after their win over the Harbor Beach Spikes, but also in first place in the Greater Thumb East League standings is the Sandusky Lady Redskins. All these teams meeting within a week, a matter of 7 days. You saw the Sandusky Lady Redskins get a big win on the road at Harbor Beach, tough place to play at and win.
Yeah, first time for Lady Redskins to win in Harbor Beach in 3 years. So that was kind of an interesting fact. But they got off to a nice start. And, man, Harbor Beach, I was really impressed. I told Coach Tamlin after the game, his girls really busted their chops that third quarter, man. Full court pressure that Sandusky could not break and got Harbor Beach back in the game. But then in the end, when it mattered, Sandusky got some big buckets by Maddie Tripkowski and kept them in the game and kept their lead, and Sandusky able to hold on for the win, but a pretty exciting ball game.
Yeah, a couple of hiccups for the Sandusky Lady Redskins. The major hiccup was back in their third game of the season at Cass City, 30-33. I think that was a little bit of a wake-up call, and it did help them because they had four straight wins before they lost to, I think, one of the better teams over on the Greater Thumb Conference, the Reese Lady Rockets, 29-48 they had covered, but then two straight wins in league play, and then... Now this week, they've got Ubley, and I'm really excited about this game. It would be at Ubley in the first round meeting between these two teams. Whoever wins this one, of course, will take the lead in the Greater Thumb East League standings.
Yeah, that loss to Cass City, Coach DeMott will be the first to tire. That kind of surprised everybody. His girls just maybe weren't totally ready or overlooked them or whatever happened. Kudos to Cass City for doing what not many teams have been able to do in beating Sandusky. But the Lady Redskins are a different team this year. They're small, they're fast, not as much height as they've had in the past, but they're still pretty exciting, good success. They're 8-2 overall, and Coach DeMont keeps walking towards his 800 wins. He's I think he's about 750 now, 748.
The only big girl they have is Abby Bowlesby. Yep. We mean that by the height-wise, right?
Yep, and Hannah Lean's pretty good size. She's pretty tall, too.
Ubley does have two ladies to combat that. Dejanay Leibrandt and also Caitlin Sweeney, who I saw last night. They look really good. They look really good as a unit. Quick. They hustle. They go for the ball. They deflect balls. They block shots. And they love to attack the paint. And they can shoot for the perimeter if they want. But they like to attack the paint. And they'll take the punishment. And they'll say, that's fine. I'll go to the line. Make half my shots at least.
Yep. And that's the key to a success is the good inside-outside game. You know, if you're shutting down inside, you go out on top and shoot or vice versa. And I'm happy for Ubley. They're up this year. And it's going to be an exciting finish to that Greater Thumb East.
So I'll be covering that game probably on Tuesday nights, much to the chagrin of Mrs. Fury. I'll be Sandusky at Ubley. I'll be covering that game with Ashley Wayne Palmer, and I do believe Jonathan Bishop will be joining me. And then Ubley will have Sandusky, Brown City, and then Marlette. See, they have Harbor Beach, Sandusky, Brown City, Marlette. Boom, all in a row there. And that's a little bit of a gauntlet to get through. You're going up against some really good coaches here. But, of course, Ubley under their new head coach. He was the former boys coach, Coach Leibrandt.
Yep.
Like we talked about. Certain coaches can turn around a program within 1 or 2 years, and he's one of those coaches that can.
Yeah, he's one of the veteran coaches in this area that's done a really good job throughout the years, and kind of fun to see him back along the sidelines again.
And I remember talking, ran into the hallway. He was real happy to see, you know, we were happy to see each other, and I said, it's great to see you back. He's never really been gone. He's been around, just behind the scenes. And I said, hey, you're doing great. And he goes, well, we're almost there. Yeah. He's still not happy. So.
One loss, 8-1.
But I think that's one of the big games of the week, along with what we're going to move into here in the girls. That's one of the games of the week in the Greater Thumb Conference, in the Greater Thumb East, maybe over on our Thumb Area coverage, Sandusky to Ubley on Tuesday. Another game. Now, Marlette is 2-1 themselves, by the way, is as well as Brown City. And Brown City will be taking on Ubley this next week also. Now, Brown City this week, they have the rivalry game against Marlette. Are you guys covering that game? What game are we covering?
Sandusky Marlette on Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay, for girls.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Marlette and Brown City meet this week also, and then Ubley Brown City themselves. They only have one loss in league play, Marlette and Brown City. Marlette themselves will have Brown City, and then Sandusky, as you mentioned there. So that's for girls basketball. Now, we're starting to see the parity in the Greater Thumb West also. The lone loss for the Ubley Lady Bearcats is, who was it? It was to the Carroll Lady Tigers, 44-36. That's the only loss for Ubley. And Carroll right now, one of the top teams, their only loss, 39-45 in the third game of the season, Tuesday, Sandusky Lady Redskins. This is a good team. Cannot wait for this big matchup coming on the 23rd, Reese at Carroll. Who would have thought that would be one of the top games in the Greater Thumb West? It's been a while.
Yeah, since you know, you looked at the start of the year, you're like, hey, that's going to be probably Reese, you know, but the Carroll Lady Tigers are having a great year, and I'm sure they're hoping for the upset on their home floor
right.
Thursday night. Going to be a dandy.
Because usually it was just, oh, it's Reese and USA for many years. Now it's just Carroll and Reese, and I do believe both teams have already had their hand against USA with Carroll defeating USA 57-33 last night in a doubleheader. And let me make sure who Reese. I do believe Reese did play USA already, and they did. They got a 63-36 win also. And since three straight losses, they've had seven straight wins, the Reese Lady Rockets. Big showdown coming this week. Right now, the standings 4-0 for Reese and Carroll. Cass City 3-1, 6-5 overall. Carroll 8-1, Reese 7-3, but those are against all three tough teams in the first part of the season.
Yeah, it's been a good test for them to this first half of the season, if you will. And it's going to be a pretty exciting finish for both the East and the West in that Greater Thumb Conference to see who can win these league championships. And, of course, back in NCTL, I know Kingston and Bay City All Saints on top. Just some really good teams in the Thumb area.
All right, moving over now into the Blue Water Area Conference. A little behind here. I know we are. Girls basketball. Croswell Lexington Lady Pioneers, usually the top teams in the area, but I love it when other teams start to beat each other, especially when it comes to Croswell, because they've always been on top.
Yep.
We've seen Emily City almost close. I saw Armada get a share of the title just a couple years ago themselves. Last night, Croswell goes down to Emily City Lady Spartans on a Friday night. Close loss, only lost by 7, 38-31 was at loss. And in the standings right now, there is a three-way tie in the Blue Water Area Conference standings with Emily City, Yale, and Croswell. 3-3 is Algonac. Armada 3-3. North Branch 2-3. Almont 1-5. Richmond 0-5. Overall record right now for Emily City themselves, they are 10-2. Yale 7-4. Croswell, Lexington Lady Pioneers 5-5 overall. Emily City, I've seen them that close. Looks like They're getting closer now, and the record is showing, because their lone loss was to Lake Fenton, a 43-59 loss, and Lake Fenton, pretty sizable school.
Yeah, and we did the Croslex Yale game girls, and that was an overtime thriller before Croslex won that one. So Yale Croslex have always had a big rivalry, and we've done those games over the years, and they've always been great ball games. So it's fun to see Emily City in the mix this year. And man, all these conferences are really setting up to have some really exciting finishes. You got 3-4 teams quite capable, especially in that BWAC.
You mentioned the Yale Lady Bulldogs.
Yep,
they're the team that beat Emily City.
Huh?
So they got Emily City only has two losses to Yale, 39-45, and to Lake Fenton. And their second matchup is coming up in a couple weeks, for Emily City and Yale for the rubber band matchup. It's been a while, and you've seen a lot of good players for Yale, a lot of good young players. They just couldn't get over that hump. This could be the year, too, so it could be between Croswell, Emily City, and Yale right now at this point, and Armada on the outside looking in, because they're starting to play better ball right now down the stretch.
Yale's a fast team. They don't have a lot of size, but they get up and down the floor pretty quickly. They got a couple of nice post players, but coach's daughter is one of their guards, and she's also a track star, so she has to get up and down the floor. But there was a lot of fun seeing Croswell and Yale play. They're both up and down the floor, scoring points, great defense, and Armada's a team that I'd kind of like to see maybe sneak up there, and
they could
cause some trouble, but
especially with a three-way tie right now.
Yeah, so you got really four teams in that top half of the league there.
Armada has the opportunity to do that because they have Emily City and Croswell coming up. They only have one game this week. It'll be on a Friday night, so they'll be hosting Emily City.
Yeah,
so
there's their chance to make a move there.
Interesting games there in the Blue Water Area Conference. So that's going to be an exciting finish right now. I think it's going to come down to Emily City, Yale, Croslex, and then up to Armada to mess things up for someone.
Yeah,
so,
spoiler. Yep.
Yeah. So that's the Blue Water Area Conference in girls, and this is where we're going to take another break here and be back. Finally, getting to the boys. Sometimes you just got to focus on the girls. They're seeing some good play right now, good teams.
Yeah, some good teams, yep.
So when we come back, Dave, we'll go through some of the standings and the boys, and we'll have our interviews also.
Okay.
The Carsonville Port Chandler Tigers and also the Ubbly Bearcats with a win over Harbor Beach last night. Dave Frederick there. I'm Eddie Fury on our winter snow advisory continues. We'll be back again with our take and boys basketball finally. We'll get to it, folks. We'll be right back.
As we head into 2020, the Roaring Twenties, Thumb Cellular has the cat's meow for you. Upgrade an existing line and get $50 to spend how you want. Another nifty deal would be to add a new line. You'll get $100. This means you'll be able to save on all phones, accessories, or your monthly service. So don't take any wooden nickels and miss out on these nifty deals. It's only available until January 31st. Thumb Cellular is also giving you 15 bonus gigs of data free with the purchase of any new smartphone. So get dialed up and head over to your local Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. For more information, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers are valid through January 31st, 2020. 2-year contract required for account credit and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Brad Moore from Moore Motor Sales here in Caro. I've been here at the store for 25 years. I love going to auction and buying used cars. We've got a certain strategy here to know when and where to go to find some really special values. And I just love having those and offering those to our customers. This business is changing, and it's changing fast. And that's one of the exciting things about it. I think price transparency has arrived. I think it's really easy to know what your car is worth, and there's not as much mystery around what your trade is worth and what is a good buy. Another advantage we have here in Caro is we have two brands. So we have the Ram trucks and the Ford trucks. So if you're not loyal to a particular truck brand, or even if you are, we're going to let you know if there's a better value out there for you, if there's a special going on the other brand, or maybe there's something new in the powertrain this year that fits your needs better. At least you're going to get exposed to it. And at the end of the day, you're going to be able to make the choice that's best for you. You really do get more at Moore Motors.
All right, real quick, by the way, Yale has Richmond in North Branch, I believe, this week also. So that the one of the losses for Yale, we're talking about girls, was that overtime loss that you guys had covered in Sanac Broadcast.
The Cross-Lex game, now the Dana Yale had the lead, but couldn't hold on to it. And
all right.
Lost in overtime.
Well, with that Blue Water Area Conference talk, let's get into the boys. Croswell still on top. Number one team in my poll. Will it be in your poll?
Yeah, they're I was looking at some of the standings and stuff, and Kingston's undefeated, and there's some good teams. Reese is out there, but I really believe with their level of competition and the team that they played, Croslex, the Mike Columbus Showtime boys, they're a lot of fun to watch and probably the best team around.
And I haven't yet to see them, but although I've seen them play when they were younger, a couple of years ago, and they're gelling well. Head coach Dune, he was going to get to this point eventually. It was going to take about 2-3 years, and he's already here. They're already there. So
Lance Campbell did a nice job with them. You know, those kids have been together since junior high, and Hunter Soper and Tyler Johnson. They have quite a young man, a freshman, Klakovich, quite a point guard, and he's really getting much improved and a starting point guard for him.
That's a name back from the Carsonville, poor Sanac living days there for me. The lone loss was to Southwestern back on December 27th for Croswell, 50-53. They've beaten Port Huron Northern. They've beaten Grosse Pointe South. They've beaten St. Clair. They've beaten Marysville earlier in the season, and then they got into league play. They had a tough game against Elmont, but they took down Elmont 57-42. Went over Richmond, one of the top teams of the Blue Water Area Conference, in my opinion, 55-38. Yale also usually a tough team. Croswell able to take care of them, 45-32. I would say this is a very down year for Emily City. Last night, big win for Croswell in league play over Emily City, 56-33. This week, they'll have Armada and Algonac, both games on the road. I think those could be ones, but Armada's making some noise themselves.
And Algonac is a long bus ride. You know, you ride that far and try to get yourself geared up for a game. That's a tough job to get down there and get the win and get back home.
Armada making some noise last night. Got a good win over Richmond, 44-36 last night.
That's a big rivalry game there. Yep.
There are 6-3 overall. Armada's just one loss. They are 3-1 in league play. Elmont 3-1 in league play. And Croswell Lexington 4-0 in league play. So Armada at Croswell, that's going to be a big matchup. That will be on a Tuesday night at Croswell. Too many good games this week.
Yep, they're all packed in there. And you'd like to have two or three or four broadcast teams that do those, but you pick one and go with it.
All right, so good luck to all those teams. 8-1 overall is Croswell, but league standings, 4-0. Armada 3-1. Elmont 3-1. Those are your teams right there. Richmond on the outside looking in at 2-2. Those are, I think, right now, your four top teams.
Sounds right, yep.
And now, these league titles and the standings matter more, right?
Right, because and I still say I'm really looking forward, hoping to get Jeff Kozel on the show here in another week or so and talk about these playoffs and the officiating and all that, controversial stuff.
When we come back, that's the Blue Water Area Conference. And as we said, some big games for Armada, though. I think the top game will be Croswell, Armada, Elmont. Let me see what they got. I'm going to look really quick. They got a good win last night over Yale themselves, 50-43 to stay in the hunt. They'll have North Branch in Richmond this week. So this coming week for Elmont boys. So those are big matchups for them. And both are road games. So got to be on top of the game. Yep. John Hall has done a great job over there at Elmont. So
it's always good to get a road win for sure.
All right. Weather forecast. Once again, folks, here in Sportsline, we got the NCTL and Greater Thumb Conference to talk about. We'll be right back.
Well, the forecast for this Saturday, it will be cloudy with periods of snow, possibly a little bit of blowing snow at times with a breezy setting. It could see upwards of 4 to possibly 5 inches of snow accumulating with our high temperatures at 36. And again, the winter weather advisory stays in effect until noon today, and the Lakeshore flood advisory from 4 this morning until 4 in the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, some snow, an additional inch or so possible. Low temperatures, 21. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, spotty snow showers. High temperatures, only 26. But a bit of sunshine for Monday, Martin Luther King Day, with a high of 23. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
Current air temperature, it is 30 degrees, 31 degrees. Snow continues to fall below 20 mile per hour winds right now towards the northwest. It feels like 19 degrees with the wind chill factored in. Barometer at 29.83 inches, humidity at 81%. Looking at the radar, there's a lot of pink, there's a lot of blue, and look out, there's some green coming. That could be all mixed in and freezing rain later on tonight as the temperatures will get cold again. Be safe out there, folks.
At McLaren Port Huron, we're redefining emergency care with a brand new ER that is bigger and better than ever. Now, when you need emergency care, you can receive high-quality, compassionate care from an experienced team of doctors and nurses in our new state-of-the-art facility. McLaren Port Huron is not only a nationally verified Level 3 trauma center, we are also designated as a primary stroke center and offer 24-hour access to the best stroke specialists in the state through the McLaren Stroke Network. And we've earned recognition from U.S. News & World Report as a high-performing hospital for our treatment of heart failure and COPD. So you can be confident that you and your loved ones will be in good hands when it matters most. We even offer online registration so you can check into our ER right from your home and skip the wait. Learn more at McLaren.org/PHER. McLaren Port Huron, doing what's best.
Shoot on into Croslick's Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Feel free to throw your clothes into one of our high-efficiency washers or super hot dryers. Like our 60-pound washer, which takes 24 quarters but washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. You'll feel like you made a slam dunk when you turn your laundry day into laundry hour. Good luck, area teams from Croslick's Laundry and Tanning, right next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 till 7. Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, and Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Start your next project and save big money now at Menards. Stop into any Menards store and check out our huge selection of indoor furniture. Right now, get a 5x7 rug absolutely free with any sofa purchase. That's a value of $89.99. Menards' versatile selection of rugs satisfies a variety of styles, from traditional to contemporary, for every home. This event is going on now through Saturday, January 18th at your nearest Menards store.
Save big money at Menards.
Talk to boys basketball coach at Carsonville Port Stanley, Troy Sweet. And coach, you guys have been playing some pretty exciting basketball. I've been keeping track of you through records and standings and stuff. Just talk about your ball club up to this point. You've had some pretty good team play from several kids.
Yep. Yeah, We're doing decent. We're in the mix of things right now. It's definitely going to be a battle all the way to the end, I think.
And when I was looking at some of your scoring, and I know Ethan Hanley and Peyton Mooney have been a couple of your kids, but just mention some of your kids and how their season has got off to a pretty good start for them.
I got Ethan Hanley. He's averaging 10 points a game. He's doing good work at both ends of the floor. Tyler McCollum, he's a junior for us. He's averaging 11 points per game. Peyton Mooney, he's 21 points per game. And I got Trenton Mitchell and Mason Gorman. They're both sophomores. Trenton's averaging 6 points per game. Mason's right around 4, so they're helping out. And definitely doing good things for us.
And then just talk about your part of the NCTL, pretty rugged, pretty good ball clubs, but you guys are hanging around in the standings.
Yeah, it's we talked about it last night. We took a tough loss last night to North Huron, and we're talking to the guys, and that's definitely going to be a battle all the way to the end.
And certainly when you see teams, you know, that you do, normally your rivals, you know, Peck or Deckerville type, but then also Kingston. But really just some pretty good parity, in your opinion, you think, in the NCTL? Or is there some clubs that are far and away above everybody else?
I mean, it's definitely mixed up this year. There's definitely some good clubs. Bay City Offense seems to be doing pretty good this year. We play them next Friday, so we got lots of time to get in the gym and get ready for them and make some adjustments for the games that we need to get back.
Okay, and then looking ahead, I know you like to take them one game at a time, like, you know, most teams do, but you mentioned All Saints, and beyond that, the league kind of kicks into gear now, got past the holidays. I'm sure you guys want to keep on improving and look towards the districts as well.
Yep, definitely a lot of room for improvement, and see how we do it the second time around.
And then just talk about real quick about your offense, defense. What's been some pluses and minuses for you?
Defensive wise, we're doing real good this year. We're playing really good defense. We're only averaging like 8 fouls per game. So defensive wise, we have to be careful. We only got 6 guys right now. So we're just trying to play good clean defense. And offensive wise, it's been pretty balanced. Swain Payton has some pretty good breakout games, but nobody on the team, selfish, they definitely share the scoring.
And I know looking at your scores, I know you guys just mentioned about sharing the ball. I believe Payton had 32 one night, but then Ethan has had some nice games for you too. So nice to have a couple, 2-3 kids that can put the ball in the hole for you.
Yep, that's a big thing I told the guys with only 6 of us. Everybody needs to be a shooter out there and keep the defense on their toes, and they have to guard everybody.
Okay, we've been talking with Troy Sweet, Carsonville Port Stanley boys basketball coach. And coach, thanks for your time on an early snowy Saturday morning. Good luck to you guys against All Saints, and we'll be seeing you here next couple of weeks to come and be broadcasting some of your games.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right, thanks, and we'll be back after these words.
From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Thanks to you, December was a great finish to a great year at Graff due to GM Employee Pricing for Everyone. And now that GM Employee Pricing for Everyone is done,
before you go any further, Sam, why don't we start the year out even better with below GM Employee Pricing for Everyone on our remaining 2019s.
Brandon, we have 15 of them in stock. You better move them out.
Sure thing. This month, we're making it even better with below GM Employee Pricing for Everyone and savings up to $13,000 on 2019 Silverado models in stock.
That means you can get into a new 2019 Silverado crew cab for only $31,550.
How about a 19 Colorado crew cab for under $30,000, or a Trax LT all-wheel drive for only $18,084?
And if you're interested in Buick, we're doing below GM employee pricing on those as well.
That's right, Sam. Below GM employee pricing means huge savings, like $8,200 on an Envision, $8,300 on an Encore, $9,600 on an Enclave, and how about this one? $10,600 on the Regal.
Wow. Enjoy below GM employee pricing for everyone this month on remaining 2019s, only at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
This is the music that Dave Fabric listens to when he showers, his rave dance in the shower every morning.
Highlights next week. No, just kidding.
Yes, we just talked to Troy Sweet of the CPS Tigers. Had a tough loss to North Huron last night, and but I think the rematch, they're going to want to get that bounce back win.
Yep. Because really, CPS and North Huron are hanging around
right
there.
Yeah.
You know, they're both, well, CPS is 3-2 in the league. North Huron is 3-1. So that was a good battle. And the rematch is going to be a lot of fun. They're, you know, North Huron now just one game back of the All Saints. So talk about more, you know, there's another top three teams there that are pretty decent in that Stripes division.
Yeah, they are. Right now, North Huron moves to 3-1 in league standings in the NCTL Stripes. CPS falls to 3-2. They are 3-4 overall. 5-3 is the Bay City All Saints. North Huron 3-5 overall. CPS 3-4. Caseville 3-4. 1-6 for Akron Fairgrove. 0-7. And by the way, Congratulations to the Akron Fairgrove Vikings, ending their 44-game losing streak this past week with the close win over Owen Gage. Kudos to them, man.
44 games, that goes back, what, three or four seasons. You know, that's a pretty tough streak, and good for them.
So congratulations to them in that game. That was on a Thursday. They got that, I'm looking for the 35-33, So it came down to a last-second shot. Owen Gage went for a three, and it did not drop. So hit the rim. Everybody held their breath.
Rim shot.
Yep, and the coach is a new head coach. They've gone through several new head coaches. Adam Moore did a good job there when he was the head coach. You remember some good winning teams. I remember covering Akron Fairgrove, winning the district title, remember. And they had a player who was a first-teamer. But the crowd stuck around, you know, shook, you know, everybody enjoyed the coaching. He goes, no, it wasn't me, it was those players stuck at it. Some of those players, they didn't have a team because some players don't like losing teams. You know, you learn from losses. I've lost a lot myself, up and downs, and you learn from it. So
stuck with it and got the wins. That was a good thing, you know.
Getting the wins right now is the Kingston Cardinals of boys basketball. Boys and girls doing a good job themselves. Kingston, they got a big showdown against, I believe, the top team in the NCAA overall, Flint Academy, Flint International. Now, good win for North Huron last night over Peck, 50-33. Peck was right there. They are 5-2 overall, 2-2. And they also had a good win with a last-second buzzer shot over Dryden, 52-51 for Kingston Cardinals boys. And now they got North Huron this week in the big game. Boy, this is at Flint International. This is just salivating for me. But I think Flint International, good. They only lost by one against Flint Southwestern, who beat Croswell, by the way.
Yeah, and that Kingston ball club you talked about, we've been talking all show long about the coaching, and Dave Lester done a fantastic job with the Kingston boys, and Evan Neff is a pretty special player. He's been with that program. We talk about fifth-year seniors often, Cliff and I do, and he's just one of those kids that, you know, you've been calling that name forever, and certainly Evan Neff and Aaron Kaler.
You mentioned him, right?
Yeah, Neff.
Points?
Yeah. 1,000 points in his career for Neff. That's quite a feat. And then Kaler had that game-winning triple at the buzzer with Dryden. So that was a pretty exciting phase. But Kingston's been a, you know, boys and girls. They got a great basketball program going on there in Kingston. And year in and year out, they're right there at the top.
Coach Dave Lester, by the way. So who used to coach girls, I believe, too, at one point sometime. Flint International defeated Peck earlier a couple weeks ago over Peck, 64-28. There'll be a common opponent. And they Peck also lost to Kingston last night, 50-33. Deckerville, tough loss last night to Mava Wildcats. The number one look past Goldie Hawn in the Wildcats, if you remember the movie, Wildcats. Two straight losses against two good teams. One of those was Dryden and Mayville for Deckerville, so a tough road for them. Dryden, I still think, is one of the top teams. So it's good to have three or four horses in the race right now.
Yeah, there's at least three there. And, you know, Deckerville, you know, they're 4-5 overall, so Dale Stoliker doing a nice job with those kids. You look at that Deckerville ball club, you think football, or I do anyway, with all those kids there. There's a lot of teams like that, but they're just football players in basketball uniforms. But they're doing a pretty good job, 4-5. But, yeah, you got three teams right there in that Kingston, Flint International, Peck, and Dryden, really four teams that are going to be battling out there in the stars.
Okay, so, and then for Dryden, they defeated Deckerville and Genesee last night, 59-50. Their loss to Kingston last week also. They beat, they lost to Richmond also, so they took on some competition. They beat Armada earlier in the year also for Dryden, so Dryden's a good team. They always have been, so pretty good. 8-0 right now overall. 5-0 is Kingston Flint International. The big showdown coming up Friday night, this coming Friday night. They are 3-0 in league play. Peck is 2-2. So I think it's going to come down to possibly Dryden, Flint International, or Kingston.
It's going to be a fun finish in the league, yeah, for sure.
All right, and to the Greater Thumb Conference now. Big showdown last night. Ubley, you know, overall record, they've had some losses. But those were to all Greater Thumb West teams. And now, last night, it was a doubleheader. They came away with a close win, 44-42. Good close win for them. It was going to be a battle against Ron Ribble, one of the top coaches in the Greater Thumb East and Greater Thumb Conference overall.
Yeah, Ron's great at the strategy. You know, he's just, in my mind, just a guru, if you will. He reminds me of a lot of Lakers coach, gone now. What's his name? Phil Jackson. No, Phil, the Lakers ex-coach.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I can't remember.
Duh. Anyways, Rod Rubel, great coach and great strategy, and I enjoy watching him coach. I've known him for a long time, both football and basketball. Does a great job. And that was a dandy of a game that you had last night there with Ugly Harbor Beach. And then, of course, the Redskins are hanging around. Got a win down in KPAC, so, but Ugly, pretty special ball club.
Yeah, 44-42 win for new head coach Brandon Sorensen. And I have the interview with him. We'll talk about that game right now.
It's Sportsline on the morning on WMIC AM 660. Eddie Fury View, Thumbtucker Sports game of the night last night was a doubleheader. The Ugly Girls winning 45-31 in a, well, nail-biter with the Ugly Bearcats boys basketball team winning 44-42 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. Greater Thumb East League implications. The rematch will be in February 14th, but it came down to the final shot. And I would say the defense, Ugly, doing a good job there with me, head coach and former player that I used to call way back in the day, too, Brandon Sorensen. Great to see you at the head coach realm here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, you knew this game was going to be tough. You played against Ron Rubel as a player, now against as a coach. Had to be a little chills for you in the spine, but a great honor to go up against a longtime coach like that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, I've played most of these coaches around here I've been a player against, and, you know, go shake their hand before the game is, it's kind of a little surreal because a lot of these guys have been around doing it, and Ron's another one of them. He's been head coach there forever, so it was nice to talk to him. You know, it's just, it's Ugly Harbor Beach. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. It was a lot of fun.
And of course, it's a great game to play on the new refurbished floor, renovated. It looks really great here.
Absolutely. We love it. You know, it's nice to, you know, we have this nice new floor, this nice new gym, yep, refurbished, like you said, and it's even sweeter with a win against your rival on it. Makes it all the better.
You do miss that little bounce from the floor, maybe, you get?
Yes. Yes, that's absolutely, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the little dead spots in it. Now the nice floor is just, it's beautiful. It's a nice way to ring in the new court. So
what's also surreal is for you as a head coach, your head coach, Coach Joel Leiprandt, yes, is now at the high school girls head coach.
Yes. That was awesome to see Coach get a win. You know, on the other side, coaching the girls, I mean, he's got them. That's a machine right there. That's a nice, they are organized, they are focused, and man, they get after it. That was my message to my guys. You see what our girls are doing, take notes, because that's Ugly basketball. That always has been. When we've been successful, that is Ugly basketball.
And it seems like you're taking that, what you learned in high school, of course, college, and then now back here. You spent your time, paid your dues in the JV boys team.
Yeah.
Now you're the head coach, first year here. What is it that you learned a lot that you carried over tonight's win?
You know, just composure, focus. I mean, you know, that's a very good team that we played. They're going to be a handful when we meet them again. You got to keep your composure. You know, it's execution. We know we were prepared. I told my guys before the game, you never get anxious or never get overly nervous, because nervousness comes from unpreparedness.
You did a good job hiding it.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I say you can get anxious before a game, because anxiousness means you're prepared and you're just excited for what's going to happen. Nervousness comes from...
Oh, let's get to the game. You had a good extended lead at one point, 7-10-point lead at one point. Harbor Beach comes back, ties it up a couple times in the first half, early in the first period. But overall, it was good to see that probably the game plan is try to neutralize the Smuglinski brothers down there, especially in Evan. And I'll tell you what, Austin Prusik did a heck of a job doing that, even though he was outsized twofold.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we offered a challenge to him, you know, in practice. We offered a challenge to all of our guys. You know, this is what you make of it. We can either be in the driver's seat, or, you know, we can be looking up. And he just worked his butt off. And I was absolutely proud of our effort. You know, our defense really got after it tonight. And he was right in the center of that. You know, he took his job against him serious. And he loved it. He relished every minute of it. He never wanted to come out of the game. And that's leadership. That's maturity right before your eyes. I mean, that was awesome to see. So,
and you mentioned composure. You did frustrate Harbor Beach there on the low there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we made it tough on them to get it down low to Smuglinski. He had some success, but I mean, he's a good player. He's gonna be tough to just completely neutralize. And I think we did a really good job covering the shooters, because they've got about four or five of them that can let it fly from anywhere. So I think our guards did a good job covering them, you know, when they kicked it out. And that was just, that's a testament to those guys hustling. I mean, all the credit goes to the players.
You got to credit your stamina, quickness out there, passing the ball around, trying to find that open shot. I know you were trying to attack that paint. You got that perimeter shot, but you really wanted to focus on the paint.
Absolutely. You know, against a 2-3, anytime, you know, you can get it to the middle, you know, you're doing a good job. That's the goal against the zone. When you can do that, you can create options off, you know, in your offense. So, you know, that was our goal. And I think we did that pretty well, you know, tonight.
Your three losses were to Greater Thumb West teams. You think it kind of prepared you for this?
Oh, without a doubt. You know,
there were three of the top, you know, Greater Thumb West teams.
There are three of the top teams over there. You know, we battled them all hard. And I think that's just, yeah, we were tested and ready. You know, and our motto around here is we don't lose, we learn. You know, anytime we take our lumps, we get better. You know, you have to be that way. That's a sign of maturity. And I think those guys, it came to fruition tonight. I mean, that was exactly what we wanted. You know, those tough losses, they hurt, you know, when you're on the end of those short losses. But when you can get a win like this in a close game against a very good opponent, it's all is better. So, and we're going to hopefully roll with it.
You guys get to 4-4. That's 500 even record with this win over Harbor Beach. Also, you're undefeated in the Greater Thumb East League, but you do have Sandusky coming up also.
Absolutely. You know, now our goal is to not have a letdown. You know, if we go through here this next week of practice, if we pat ourselves on the back, you know, for beating our rival and, you know, just think it's going to be a cakewalk the rest of the way through, we are sadly mistaken. We got to continue to get better, continue our upward trajectory, you know, and just work every day at practice. Understand that we are not a finished product yet. This is a very long season, and polish everything off. So
we'll see you down the road. Good luck to the rest of the season. Great to see you on the sidelines there as the head coach, but it's good to get that win against Harbor Beach, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. No, go Bearcats.
All right, we'll be back for the wrap-up and talk about the rest of the Greater Thumb Conference here on Sportsline.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area athletes for their accomplishments and academic achievements. On your way to or from the game, come on into Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of many tasty entrees on the menu. Enjoy the Friday and Saturday evening salad bar and come back for the Sunday brunch. Liberty Lanes also has banquet facilities available. For information or to place an order to go, call 810-648-9860. Liberty Lanes, your family dining and bowling center in West Park, Sandusky, thanking you for 40 great years.
At McLaren Port Huron, we're redefining emergency care with a brand new ER that is bigger and better than ever. Now, when you need emergency care, you can receive high-quality, compassionate care from an experienced team of doctors and nurses in our new state-of-the-art facility. McLaren Port Huron is not only a nationally verified Level 3 trauma center, we are also designated as a primary stroke center and offer 24-hour access to the best stroke specialists in the state through the McLaren Stroke Network. And we've earned recognition from U.S. News & World Report as a high-performing hospital for our treatment of heart failure and COPD. So you can be confident that you and your loved ones will be in good hands when it matters most. We even offer online registration so you can check into our ER right from your home and skip the wait. Learn more at McLaren.org/PHER. McLaren Port Huron, doing what's best.
Welcome back to Sports Line. Going to go in overtime about 2 minutes here as we get to the top of the hour. Greater Thumb East, just talked to Brandon Sorensen. He was at the JV level, a player I used to call play-by-play-wise on the floor. Now in over a decade and over 15 years of coverage of sports. Amazing to see some of these kids as a head coach realm.
They're starting to make you old, man. You're covering some of these guys that are coaches now.
He remembers the bouncing floor, too, that you had recalled also. He knew where the – he goes, now my vertical shot's not that high. he was under Coach Lightbrand also, who coached him. And Brandon Sorensen was a great player at his time. Now he's the head coach for the Ubley Bearcats boys team. They are 4-4 overall. Don't look past that record. That was a big win in league play over Harbor Beach. They go to 3-0. Harbor Beach 3-1, their first league loss to Ubley. Sandusky right there, though. They are 2-1. Their league loss was to Harbor Beach this past week. And now Sandusky will get their crack at Ubley, maybe mix things up there.
Yeah, and the Redskins lost. One of their losses was to Reese up in that Greater Thumb West. Been talking about the West a lot, but Tristan Pennington said last week we talked to him, they've had some good losses. I keep calling them that, even though my partner doesn't agree, but that's okay. It really puts in your place or where you're at. And I think Sandusky is going to still have something to say about things. I was really impressed with them. We saw them this week against Harbor Beach, and great hustle, great shots. Just got to work on crashing the offensive boards.
And right now, Brown City themselves is 1-1. They're 1-6 overall. Not so great this season. Kind of a rebuilding mode. They have the players just trying to get them in sync.
Yeah, they got the freshman, Gaden Muxlow. Yeah. You'll recognize the Muxlow last name. Quite a ball player as a freshman. Also, Curtis Stanley and Matthew Dawes. So, Coach Strosik has some kids to work with. And I kind of look for them to make some noise here in the second half of the season.
You know, Sandusky, with their losses, they got two wins. But look who their losses to are. Yeah. Carroll, when they had their best player, who is out with injury. Bad Axe, 51-57, good team. They got the win over Memphis. They lost to one of the top teams in the Greater Thumb Conference overall, I would say, the Reese Rockets.
Yep.
Their loss, close loss, only by 7 points for Sandusky Boys against Harbor Beach, so they're right there. And then they got a win last night over KPEC, 62-43.
That Harbor Beach loss, it was 44-43, and then... And then Harbor Beach hit the free throws late to spread it out a little bit. But that was a great ball game that we called on Wednesday night. And two pretty good ball clubs in Harbor Beach and Sandusky.
Maybe there will be some redemption there for Sandusky if they can get that win over Ubley, because Coach Shorensen says, we can't rest. We got Sandusky up next.
Yep.
We know what they can do, because I've just seen what they did against Harbor Beach, and we just barely beat Harbor Beach, and it took all that we had. So, because Harbor Beach did make that comeback, because at one point, Ubley was ahead by almost 10 points, and Harbor Beach was able to come back.
I think that Greater Thumb East is going to be a three-team race, the ones that we've been talking about.
Sandusky could be the dark horse to screw things up, right?
Yep.
So, or maybe Sandusky can get a piece of it. So, into the Greater Thumb West, one of the top teams, I think, right now is the Reese Rockets. 72 overall. Their losses was to Harbor Beach. And it was a 53-55 loss. That was the third game of the season. They got wins over Yale. They started off with two straight wins over Yale, Garber, and then that third game loss to Harbor Beach. Then they beat USA. That was the first loss for USA as their regular season streak ended in a 30-plus mark, 71-57. They had a loss to Lansing Eastern, but then they got the wins over Sandusky close. Not so close, 55-33. And right now they're on a four-game winning streak after they defeated Lakers, who I thought would be one of the runners.
Yeah.
But that was a 57-37 win for the Reese Rockets.
Yeah, you got four teams in that Greater Thumb West that are really good ball clubs. And Bad Axe right there, 2-1, 6-1. They had a Dan Eva ball game with Reese in overtime. Reese beat him this past week. And but Reese, Bad Axe, man, you got Lakers and USA. You got four teams right there. Lakers and USA, both one league loss, but USA's only loss has been, they're 5-1 overall. Only lost to Reese.
Now, Reese will have Carlton and then Carroll, but Carroll's without their best player. That'll be a Friday night game. When you miss a key player, your tallest player, your best player, the rest of the team sometimes, what do we do now?
Yeah, it makes a difference.
And good teams know how to make up for that. So
the rest of the team, they're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. But Reese, Carlton, and Carroll this week, then they'll have their rematch with USA, who I do believe is still in the mix. They are 5-1, 2-1 overall in league standings, as you said. Lakers 2-1, Bad Axe 2-1, Reese 4-0. Now, Reese will have Bad Axe again coming up. They got that win, but it was a close one, 61-56, back this past week.
Yep, that was a good ball game. I think it was Wednesday night. We were watching that score as we were coming home from Harbor Beach there, and Cliff was watching on Twitter there, and they were giving updates. But two really good ball clubs in Reese and Bad Axe.
2-4 overall is Cass City. They got a win over Vassar last night, 63-30. They have losses to USA, Bad Axe. That Bad Axe loss was only 37-38 for Cass City. They've only got two wins in the season. They lost to Ubley, who we believe are for real. A loss to Lakers. And a win over Marlette. Then the two straight losses in league play to Bad Axe USA. Now they got Carroll. Saginaw Arts and Sciences, who is a good team, by the way.
Yep.
So that is a Greater Thumb West. And, well, I think the top teams are starting to come up. I think right now it's a three-man race right now in the Greater Thumb Conference. So with USA, Bad Axe, and Reese, who are leading the way right now at 4-0 league play.
Yep, it's going to be those are really good ball clubs. They're going to beat on each other as we go along here this next couple of weeks here. And as we say, the cream will rise to the top. They're coming about the end of February.
That's going to wrap up Sportsline. You're going to miss the ABC News. That's okay. Our show for
went into overtime.
Homeowner shows coming up for the final hour. Game of the week is
Marlette at Sandusky, Thursday night and Friday. Girls Thursday, guys Friday night.
All right, be safe there on the roads also. Happy snow storm day, folks. I say it's a snow storm.
Apocalypse.
When someone you love tells you that they've become a victim of crime, well, you know what to say. Statistics indicate that 8 out of 12 Americans will become a victim of crime at least once in their lifetime. It's very likely that at some point, someone you love will tell you that he or she's been assaulted, raped, robbed, or victimized in some type of violent crime. When it happens, will you know what to say? Be prepared. Take a few minutes now.